From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Callaghan, morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Speaking of Australia, that number came in. There's more of this, it's not quite as bad as we thought.
That's exactly right. So we continue the focus that we've had this week on inflation, central bankers. I mean, Mike, inflation is to varying degrees. It's a global phenomenon these days. And, you know, nothing illustrates that better than a good old-fashioned oil price shock, does it? Australia yesterday released their latest update on their inflation measure. Now, they release inflation information monthly. And, of course, the good news is that we will move to a monthly inflation number next August, I believe. So I bet you can't wait for that. So, yeah, across the Tasman, headline CPI fell. I always feel strange saying those words together. CPI inflation fell 0.1% in June from the prior month. Now, the market expectation was for a 0.2% rise, so softer than expected. Just rattling through the numbers here, quarter on quarter, 0.6, lower than 0.7 expected, and year on year, 3.8. Also lower, because I thought that would come in at 4. For the RBA, the key measure for them is called the trimmed mean measure, which sort of smooths out the volatility. 0.3% month on month, 0.8 quarter on quarter, so also below expectations, and 3.6 for the year. So core inflation, which is the important stuff, lower than expected. The largest contributor to annual inflation was housing, 6.8%, and then you had food, non-alcoholic beverages, recreation and culture, they were also adding in there. There are some worrying signs in the services sector, where it does look like some price rises are being pushed through to consumers. The RBA is worried about that. The RBNZ is worried about that phenomenon as well. But the key takeaway is that market pricing on future rate hikes has been pulled back. So in terms of expectations of a further rate hike, just remember they're at 4.35%. They've already had three rate hikes. Yeah. There's virtually no chance of a rate hike on the 11th of August. And only about 50% chance of a hike by the end of the year. So the view is that the RBA can now sort of sit back, look and assess. Remember, it's only a couple of days. I think we talked about Michelle Bullock's sort of quite hawkish speech. You can't rule out another hike, Mike, but you've got to see how things, of course, pan out in the Middle East. And as you were just saying, the last 24 hours, a bit of a negative on that issue, right?
Exactly. Then we come to old Kev, who's 9.3. Do we read anything into the 9.3 that wasn't expected to change and it hasn't?
No. What's quite interesting is that they have named the dissenters. So there's sort of a name and shame thing going on there. They haven't really done that before. And last time that it was, there was a unanimous vote, so they didn't need to name anybody. But this time they have. So the context is important here. It came out at 6 o'clock. Coming into this, expectation was that the Fed funds rate, say that quickly, it was to remain unchanged. Bit of context, US inflation still too high but stable. Look at US interest rates, they've risen this year, so you're effectively getting a tighter monetary policy conditions by the markets doing some of that for you. And of course, around Kevin Warsh, because he's, you know, relatively new, you know, appointed by Trump, and I thought, could you say anointed by Trump? But anyway, since he's been in the position, he's been quite firm in his view around the importance of keeping inflation in check, so probably viewed as being sort of hawkish. So no change is the outcome that's come out in the last sort of 10 or so minutes. Look, as I said, there is the division there. There's the three dissenters, 9-3. Straight off the bat, you sort of saw the US dollar fall a little bit of a decline in US Treasury yields. We've been warned to expect sort of briefer and less descriptive commentary from these guys. So the accompanying statement is quite short, but if I look at keywords there, the committee will deliver price stability. Very little change from the statement in June. They said economic activity is expanding at a solid pace despite elevated uncertainty. Inflation remains elevated relative to the goal. Productivity growth and capital input are strong. So sort of quite bullish on the economy. I think you've got to sort of wait for the press conference, which is in a couple of hours, and that will give us a better read, but not wildly outside of expectations.
Okay, numbers, please.
So, yeah, markets are down, and that's got nothing to do with the Fed. It's got everything to do with just none of us have any idea what's happening in the Middle East. It's really just a day-to-day proposition, right? So the Dow Jones is down 789 points, 1.5%, 51,956. The S&P 500 down 0.3, 23.7405, and the NASDAQ down 0.3%, also 78 points, 24,000. 798. The FTSE 100 are up a third of a percent, 10,908. The Nikkei was down 1.5%, 61434. Shanghai Composite up 0.4%, 3828. The ASX 200 yesterday had quite a good day, actually up 1%, 91 points, 9038. And the NZX 50, we also had a good day, up 114 points, 0.83%, 13,976. Kiwi dollar against the US, it's sort of been bouncing around a bit. I think it's settled now just under 58 cents, 0.5796 the last time I looked, 0.8330 against the Aussie, 0.5069 euro, 0.4343 against the pound, 94.61 Japanese yen, gold $4,042.
Here we go.
And here is the litmus test of what's happening in the Gulf. Brent crude, $90.17.
For what it's worth, you sound better than yesterday, so that's encouraging.
In the right direction.
Things are on the up. Go well. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.